This book is dedicated to Edward. Preface. Italy, the endless surprise. The places I've chosen for this book are, for example, because if you travel adventurously, you will find many others that draw you close and let you see why you ventured so far and what you will take with you when you leave. Will it be a swim in the October cold sea at Carloforte on the Isola di San Pietro in Sardinia? A dip that jolted you out of summer doldrums and propelled you with great energy into the fall? Or a plate of arugula dressed with lemon juice and fresh olive oil in Sorrento, when the taste wedded to the heady scents of citrus blossoms from trees layered in ascending terraces all around you? That became the way you wanted to eat for the rest of your life. The regal cardinal striding into the Vatican. So pompous, you're thinking, but then you catch a glimpse of his robe caught in his rear end, proving that the divine is human. The madwoman performing Aida arias in the fountain of Rome's Campo dei Fiori. Lantern shadows flickering on stone when you looked out over the deserted Piazza Navona at 3 in the morning. Hearing only the splash of the outlandish fountains below. And then a man starts playing Vivaldi on his flute. Your Rome, all in a day. The private moments, the little bursts of secret meaning that travel can give. The ancient light through the Greek columns at Selinunte, grazing the face of your child, casting her into the long historical span of time. Places give us such gifts if we are ready to receive them. I divide my time between Italy and the United States. My home in Tuscany, Bramasole, became second nature to me and now is the place I've lived the longest of anywhere in my life. Do I know Italy well? No, not because I haven't traveled, cooked, observed, gazed at a million paintings, and read the convoluted history. To know Italy takes 10 lifetimes. Each time I return, I feel the same excitement I knew in the first years of living here. So much to learn, and what luck I'll have 5 weeks, or 6 days, or 3 months. Surely I will begin to feel I've a grasp on the place. But Italy remains elusive. Just beyond that hilltop castle, there's a valley of olive trees. Then another town where the stony streets are pale gold instead of gray. The pasta is different there, made with half breadcrumbs. The dialect is unintelligible. The local Duomo's frescoes are painted in apricots and chalky blues. With sublime faces, you later see in the local bar while you sip your Negroni. You were in Bivagna. Now you're a few kilometers away in Montefalco, a new world. Infinite differences, all packed into a country about the size of Arizona. Hungering for more understanding, more exposure, more pasta, my husband Ed and I suddenly pack our little white Alfa Romeo and hit the road. Sometimes we are joined by William, our grandson. Sometimes we are joined by friends for an hour or for a week. Our wanderlust awakened. For a year and a half, we seek unique places hidden in plain sight, and also cities such as Genova and Parma, the names known, but who has lingered there? Italy, infinite. Because pasta is the national anthem, I'm searching for quintessential tastes of each place. Though instead of pasta, I might fall for spriscolana, the crumbly nutty dessert that turns divine when dipped in zabaglione. That swim in Carloforte, followed by robust paccheri, a large hollow pasta with a talent for soaking up tomato and